Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Gun violence continues to plague the streets of Milwaukee. After a violent weekend, three people were killed Monday, including two young men at Swing Park, just a few blocks west of the WRRD studios on Brady Street. The gunfire erupted after a confrontation between two groups of people about 11 o'clock last night. A 22-year-old man died at the scene, and a 17-year-old died a short time later at the hospital. And the Bird scooters have been removed from the streets of Milwaukee, at least for now. The city is hoping to work out a deal with the scooter company and get the state law changed so the scooters can come back. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee police are searching for a man suspected of stealing hundreds of dollars collected at a fundraiser for the family of Officer Michael Mahalski. Officer Mahalski was shot and killed last month while trying to make an arrest. The theft happened at Sobelman's on St. Paul Avenue Saturday evening when a man pried open a door to a locked office and took the cash. And Wisconsin's primary election is 1 week from today. Voters will only be able to vote for Democrats or Republicans. You must check your preference at the top of your ballot. To see what your ballot will look like, you can go to myvote.wi.gov. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley has already spent $300,000 of his own money to get his choice for sheriff elected next Tuesday, according to Dan Bice in the Journal Sentinel. Abley spent the money on TV commercials and online ads in support of acting sheriff Richard Schmidt, a fundamentalist Christian minister who was second in command for many years under former sheriff Richard Clark. Schmidt is being challenged by Deputy Robert Ostrowski and former Milwaukee Police Captain Ernell Lucas, who has been a security official for Major League Baseball for several years after retiring from MPD. Okay, here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Bucks want the plaza outside their new arena to be a gathering place for the city, and the first big party will be Milwaukee Oktoberfest. The three-day festival will take place the first weekend of October and will be a family-friendly event featuring beer and food, polka bands, a Stein-hoisting competition, and a wiener dog show. Today is day six of the Wisconsin State Fair, and the Brewers were off yesterday. They're a game and a half behind the Cubs with fewer than 50 games remaining in the regular season. The crew will start a three-game series with the Padres tonight at Miller Park. And here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of afternoon rain, temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of evening showers, lows tonight in the low to mid-60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, should be a nice day with highs around 80 degrees. And then for Thursday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of afternoon showers and highs in the mid-80s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.